This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, September 20th. Well, cattle markets getting a little bit of follow through to the downside in feeders. On Monday, we had a fair amount of pressure in the cattle space, both lives and feeders, led by the front month feeders. Yesterday, we had a brief attempt to rally the markets early in the session, but the selling stepped back up again. And one more time, feeders were weaker, led by the front months. So 2 days in a row where the feeder cattle have had a notable amount of pressure. We still haven't taken out any notable support levels. We really haven't even tested the breakout levels in the October contract. So I think that will hold. It's just that we're in more of a correction mode here. We'll just have to see. You know, the market's had a very impressive run, and these are nosebleed levels. So, you know, the market could be running out of gas. I don't think so, but it certainly is due for a correction and kind of take a breather here. In live cattle, however, we had a key reversal down yesterday, which means we put in a new contract high. Market ends up with an outside day lower. So there is a sell signal going on in the live cattle trade. And if we get some follow through to that and the market finds itself under continued pressure, that probably will spill over to feeder cattle as well. But from a seasonal perspective, feeder cattle still would be firm, at least in early October. My guess is that it would last longer than that, simply because of the strength of this market in general, but also because you're getting a lot of rain in the central through southern plains. And most of that's from the center of that to the east, but still, you know, good rains in Texas means you're recharging pastures. In Oklahoma, it means you're going to get the winter wheat off to a good start, and in Kansas as well. So demand for grass calves, especially those lighter weight calves they like to put on winter wheat, would be strong. And that would show up in mid to late October, early November. So keep an eye on that. And plus just the normal demand that we see this time of year, and we've talked about this quite a bit, but it looks like you're seeing a lot of demand coming from the corn farmers in the Midwest. You're seeing a great deal of heifer retention going on. We already saw that in the July inventory report. I would imagine you're going to see a big surge in heifer retention across Central Plains on north into the Northern Plains, just to see what happens in the market. Steers, you know, probably will move to town, but I think that, you know, just in general, you've got tight numbers already across the board. You're going to see more demand stepping up because of better feed grain situation, a better hay situation, and now we've got some rain in the plains. And I think, again, heifer retention will be pretty strong this fall. So it's just you have a tight supply already, and it's getting tighter. And I think demand is increasing this fall. So I still think you've got some upside left in the feeder cattle push. You know, the last 2 days, the market's been down fairly hard. So you got to, you know, obviously pay attention to that. And again, a sell signal, especially if we get more down today in the live cattle, would confirm this key reversal. So that's something to keep in mind as well. In the cash trade, nothing really going as far as the fed or the dress trade, but the box beef values continue to weaken. Choice was down another 320. We're sitting at 302. Select down 163 at 282. The spread was down 157. We're sitting at 2034. Movement was 165 loads. That's a pretty good number for box beef movement. So for the last 7 days, choice has been down every day. It's lost $13. Select has only been down 5 of those 7 days, and it's only dropped about $4. So you can see where the spread has narrowed up quite a bit. Slaughter rate yesterday, 127,000 heads. That's a pretty strong number as well. For the week, we're sitting at 248,000. That's down 4,000 from the previous week and down 7,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 12 cents. We're sitting at 252.87. So the cash market on feeder cattle, on the feeders, hasn't dropped the way we see the board dropping. And we're getting some stability, it looks like, there. You know, we're up just a little bit. But if the cash activity is going to stay firm, you know, or even just stabilize where it is, that's going to be supportive to the futures. So we want to, if you think that we're putting in a high in the futures, you're really obviously want to look to the cache. What's the cache doing? And so far, we haven't seen much evidence that that's hitting a wall or falling apart. So, you know, we're due for a correction here. I think the market's probably going to get that, but I don't see us putting in the high yet, at least in feeder cattle. Live cattle, you know, we do have a sell signal. You have to respect that, a reversal down like we had yesterday. But if the market closes higher today, that kind of negates that reversal down. So, you know, today is an important day, at least as far as the live cattle go. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.